Ladies, call in right now. If you have locked yourself in the bathroom, cried without making any noise, washed your face, fixed your hair, and came back out of nothing happened story.
Okay. I bared with you there.
What's that? What's worse, that or Universal Studios Halloween
It's a tie. Interview that Julia Roberts, amazing actress. She's one of my favorite actresses, though.
Yeah, I agree with you.
She doesn't miss. Julia Roberts is amazing. Did an interview, and she had said that. She's like, I'll go through it again. She said, in quotations, if you ever locked yourself in the bathroom, cried without making any noise, washed your face, fixed your hair, and came back out as if nothing ever happened, you're way stronger than you realize. Mm-hmm. Now, I say this in Seattle. Hopefully, do you have any stories like that?
I have many.
Many.
So how much time you got?
So, ladies, have you ever been in that situation? Realize when you've done that, you're way stronger than you realize. I thought that was a powerful statement that Julia Roberts had put out there, because you see her, obviously, as a talented actress, obviously wealthy, well-known, and she has her moments because she's, as you know, I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl. That's all it is.
But, you know, we make fun of this, or not make fun of it. Me and JD, we both know that women have it way more tougher than men.
Yeah, you guys are superhuman.
Yeah, you guys are way stronger as a species than men, and you guys have to go through this, whether you have to deal like, I'm just a girl, I'm just a woman, and you have to go and you have to suck it up. And our very own Sienna told us that even a professor had told you when you got into broadcasting, learning broadcasting, and she told you never let them see you cry.
Yeah, she basically was like, if you're going to cry, do it in the bathroom. So that's what I was taught. So if I ever get stress or anxiety build, I don't let anyone know. And maybe, then I explode later.
Maybe you and Julia Roberts had the whole same professor.
Maybe.
You didn't catch up, but I explode later.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sienna, set it off while we're waiting for you ladies to call in. You got the numbers. What is your locked yourself in the bathroom, cried without making any noise, washed your face, fixed your hair, and came back out as nothing ever happened story?
Okay, so I have two on different sides of the spectrum. So do you want a more lighter one or kind of a more heavier one?
No, come in dark.
Come in dark?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so it was 2017, and I was a rally back for the D-backs, basically one of the girls you'll see throwing T-shirts and stuff at the game. And with that, you have to be on all the time. Mm. My boss had always told me, if you have a bad day, leave it at the door because you're going to make other people's days better. Mm. So that was always what we were told. And so it was, I believe, a Wednesday, and I got a call at 6 a.m. that my grandpa was passing away. And so I went to the hospital, and I was there with my family, and we all said goodbye to my grandpa. And I remember I had to work that day at the D-back stadium. And I was like, okay, so I'm 20 at the time. I believe I'm 20 years old, 19. And so I'm asking myself, like, do I go to work and distract myself, or do I just sit here and obviously take in all the emotions of my grandfather passing? And so I decided to go to work and be around my friends and be at the ballpark. And so for that, I went, and I had told them, I was like, hey, this is what's happening. So if I'm a little off, please forgive me.
Right.
They understood. And in the ballpark, makes me emotional thinking about it, they played one of my grandpa's favorite songs. And I went to the bathroom, I bawled, came back out, and I was like, all right, we're back in it. Let me throw some T-shirts. Mm. So it was one of those things where it was like, no one knew what was going on in my life.
What song was it?
El Rey by Vicente.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's just one of those specific mariachi songs that played in the ballpark. I can't remember who's DJing that game, but it played the day he passed away. And I was like, ain't no way. So went to the bathroom, cried my eyes out, fixed my mascara, and we came back out and did the dang thing.
I would rather just cry on the spot. Why would you have to go in the bathroom? That is so sad to me.
You told me to come in dark, so I came with it.
Well, I mean, that is
way
kind
to
of,
go.
I'm sorry. I mean, that's kind of light, though, as well, because it's such a nod, you know, out of all the days that would happen. Of course that would happen. I think that would be a beautiful cry.
Mm-hmm. It was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would just bawl my eyes out. I wouldn't even care. At that point, you got to throw out the rule book. Is it in the system?
Is it?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
I was looking to see if...
I was like, do you want me to just punch up the intro of it
here
on
my
phone?
I'm very familiar with this song. I'm Puerto Rican, but I grew up with a lot of Mexicans, and that song was always played at my friends' carne asadas or kickbacks, and usually it's the end of the night when everyone's puro pedo.
Yeah, it's a strong song, so this is
really
kind of
is.
What it sounds like.
It's dedicated to you. What's your abuelo's name?
Pedro Villa.
Yeah. Yes.
So just hearing that, I was like, oh.
What are the odds? Was it Cinco de Mayo? Why would they play that at a D-backs game?
I have no idea.
You know what? That's God right there.
It really is. That's why I think it's like beautiful. When I think of the Julia Roberts quote, I think of her just being broken and hating life,
right?
Failing an audition. Not the most beautiful, but sad, but beautiful story of all time.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things where you cry in the bathroom,
yes.
You fix yourself back up, and then you go out there and you perform. Because I had to put on a show, throwing out t-shirts, saying hi to little girls. I want to go in the dugout and dance with us. So, yeah, and I'm very proud of myself for getting through that without actually crying. So, yay, go me.
That's awesome. And I feel like at that moment, your grandfather knew you needed a little pick-me-up.
Yeah.
So he had that song played because ain't no way randomly that song is going to be played at the D-backs game.
Yeah,
literally.
It wasn't Hispanic Heritage Weekend. It wasn't Cinco de Mayo. It wasn't May, but it was late May. It was like at the end of the month. So there was no reason for it to play.
That's crazy.
Well, I kind of love that story.
It's an amazing story.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
There's my cry in the bathroom and come out and be happy. Whatever the whole paragraph was.
I want the lighter story. You said you had two. I want that coming up next. So, ladies, if you would, call into the show, 602-805-0101. What is your locked yourself in the bathroom, cried without making any noise, washed your face, fixed your hair, and came back out as if nothing ever happened story? On the board, Perrovia! Yeah.